what I might say on the, depends on how angry and what was the cause of it, you know, and crazy bastard or something like that, you know.
No, if you were angry at a white man, you'd say, talking about his race or his type of person, or in a joking spirit, what would you say? Call
him that? Oh, you're crazy. Go on.
A Peckerwood or something like that.
Well, I might call him that, you know.
Okay.
You're crazy. It's offhanded like that, you know.
Did you ever hear folks call a man, another man, a Cajun or something like that?
Call what?
Call him a Cajun.
Oh, yeah. Call him Cajun. They call him, in this French country, I don't know where you've heard them say call him, but they call him coon asses. These Frenchmen do a lot of, call one another that quite a bit. I guess where it originated, I don't know, but I don't like the expression of it, though I don't approve of the expression of it.
And what about a child born of a black and white marriage?
Well, you half breed.
What if,
whether it's black, whether it's marriage or not, you know, it's one parent of one race and the other one is another race, or they just half breed. So.
If you had a black grandparent, say, if you had a colored grandparent or something like that.
Well, that's one of the very few half-breeds that's down throughout this country here ever recognize the white parents or grandparents or whatever you want to call them.
If you had, say, light-colored skin, what about that?
Well, they had some white background there some way, you know. Maybe a quarter, but most time, of course, sometimes it could be just bright and be half-breeds. Mulattoes, they call them mulattoes.
Now, white people who were good for nothing and too lazy to work or something like that, what would they say about them? Any names?
Well, they just said trash. Didn't speak of them as trash. Good for nothing.
What would Negroes call them?
Well, I don't know that. Particularly for them. They, niggers around in this part of the country, respect them as a white person, no matter they were white trash, you know. They didn't respect them like they did me. But they honored them as a white person, you know.
Would it make any difference if these people lived in town or in the country?
What you mean now, any difference? Any difference of the actions? Yeah, well, I reckon so. The general rule, they once lived in town,